Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, gosh, so many things. I'm really curious because apparently there's a lot more people here than just the three of us. So I guess we're going to go there today.
Oh, yeah. You know we will. Okay. So, Brian.
So who's with us today?
We have someone magical here today.
Who's actually physically in the room with
us? Well, wait, that's different. We're going to start with Maureen Higgins of Wings of Freedom, and then we're going to open it up to all the other beautiful souls that are here. Maureen, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here. So I love Kelly. I've known Kelly for a lot of years.
I was wondering, how long have we been connected?
Probably at least 15 years, I would say.
Did I have James or not?
Yes, I think he was a baby.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go. 15 years ago. And actually, when I met Maureen through the lady that does my hair, so Mackenzie Labine, giving her Wild Horse Studios, giving her an amazing shout out. She said, "You need to meet Maureen." And I'm downtown Minneapolis, and I'm getting my hair done, and she's like, "You just need to meet Maureen." And I'm like, "Okay." And I was very curious at the time. And my first session with Maureen, all I wanted to do was talk to my grandmother that had passed. That was it. I didn't have anything else I really wanted to do. And then you start talking about all the beautiful things that you do. And I think at the end of the session, I said something like, "Well, that was fun." And then walked out the door. And then I realized Pandora's box was open. Right?
Right. Oh, that happens.
Like, that happens. So, Maureen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, I have been in business with Wings of Freedom since 1998, but I've also been involved in I've been a spiritual seeker since I was 10 at least. So I had my aunt and my grandmother were very much into the intuitive. I remember my grandma Sherman used to have us try to guess cards. I wasn't very good at that, however. You know, like Ace of Clubs. Nope. Five of Hearts. That wasn't my thing, but my aunt was always into it and having me check in on people who had passed on the other side, past lives, and so forth. She did a lot of that with me. So it's been something that's interested me for a long time. And so now, as I got older, I decided that the gift is great to use with people that come into the office, but my big thing is to help people shift out of the past as they know it and to move into something totally new. And I do believe we all have intuition. A lot of it is just using it, practice, 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 practice. So I've seen that when I've now teaching students. I've been doing that for quite a while. And at first they come in and they don't feel like they have very good intuition, and then as they practice, 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 it's like a muscle, then they become very, very good at it. So I do believe that if anybody is interested enough to do the work, that they'll get good at it too and be able to work on themselves and other people using not just their intuition but different techniques and things to help people let go of the past as they know it. It's really about that.
And you also have a background in education from St. Catharines, correct?
No. Actually, I have human development with St. Mary's University. So initially, I got my bachelor's at Metropolitan State University in psychology, and I was going to become a psychologist. But at the time, in the 90s, they didn't allow people to do anything unusual. It's like you had to talk to them, or I think you could do a little hypnosis, but maybe there was EMDR, even though nobody talked about that. So that might have even been a little off limits at the time. And I thought, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to – just talking about it didn't seem very helpful to me anyway. That would just kind of keep the brain locked into whatever it was that you were trying to solve. You needed to let it go on a mental, emotional, and physical level. And I do believe that we're spiritual beings having a human experience, that there's much more to us than what's here. And so I thought, well, by using our spirit as our guide, that we can let go of anything that doesn't serve us on all these different levels. And so that's what I've been doing for the last almost 25 years with Wings of Freedom. And now I've started the school. Actually, I started Community for Higher Consciousness, which has a lot of different practitioners doing their practices. And as soon as Kelly and Steve purchased the Edge, I handed over the Community for Higher Consciousness to them because I knew that they would be able to better help the practitioners get their information out. And then I started School for Higher Consciousness, which is all about teaching different techniques because I want people to be able to learn how to work on themselves.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we're going to dive deeper into both of those later on in the show. So being a divine spirit, having a human experience, tell us more about that. Because it was funny when you said that. I felt Brian have like thought bubbles like on it. And I know there's many questions with that. But tell us more about, because it's beautiful. When you really think about it, that what that concept is, it breaks a lot of questions and I'm seeing just like cement, and it just breaks up a lot of cement of a lot of our thoughts and our ideas and our norms that we have been passed on to us from generation to generation.
Well, you know, nobody knows exactly how the spirit world works. So I always use templates, figuring that maybe I'm a kindergartner here on Earth trying to make sense of the divine. But I figure that if you're working with people and the template works, then there's something to it, even if it isn't quite the way, let's say, it is in the reality of things. So kind of if you use my template, I believe that if you took all of, let's say, Brian's spirit, Kelly's spirit, my spirit, and the spirit of everybody and everything, and put it into one, let's say, sphere of energy, or it would be the oneness field source or God, that each of us makes that up. And so then the scientists are saying that we're likely a holographic universe, that we're all, you could say, a duplication of the oneness field. So I figured that, let's say, us as a oneness field wanted to see what it was like to have all these different experiences from hate to love. You know, what's it like to have an experience in dimension one, which is, let's say, the lowest, which you could say is hate. What's it like to have an experience in dimension 11, which is all about love? You know, and so we wanted to see what it was like. Boy, it's tough when you go into those lower realms. Humanity's been roughly in, it has been dimension 3 to 4. And a lot of times people will call it the 3D or 4D. And we're ready to move out of that, I believe. And the reason why I think that, well, a lot of people think that, not just me, is that typically.
Nope, it's just you, Maureen. You're the only one. That's it. Just do it.
That would be troublesome if I was the only one.
And we're on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Sorry. I had to jump in.
Well, you figure that whenever things get really difficult, that's when the biggest breakthroughs happen. Like, things have been in the dark for so long. Like, for example, when I first started working with clients, you know, there was a lot of things, you know, I worked a lot with trauma. That was my big thing. I did a lot with human development, trauma. That's what I did in grad school. And there were a lot of things people couldn't talk about, just even the pedophile priest situation. Nobody could talk about it. They think they were crazy. Incest, that people would think they were crazy, you know, if they talked about it, that kind of thing. And now people can talk about these things and it's more mainstream. So I have seen that you have to get things out of the darkness and into the light. And while you're doing that, it's very painful, you know. So right now that's where we're at. We're dealing with a lot of things. A lot of the corruption is moving into the light. And as it's moving into the light, we have to wake up and deal with it, which isn't very comfortable. And so we have to – I'm trying to. I mean, I'm not doing it perfectly whatsoever either because I'm human just like you and everyone. But we want to be able to stay above the fray of the fear and to move our vibration up and out of what we're calling the lower realms. I always think of dimension 5. A lot of people think of us moving to 5D, which is perfectly fine. You know, it's a template. I always use the string theory model where 5 is like a no time, no space zone. So I think of 5 as being the birth canal into 6 and that we're moving into 6, which is the beginning of the middle realm. So hopefully we'll see it while I'm still alive and all of us are still alive. But I think we will, but, you know, we'll see. We're definitely heading in that direction in my mind.
Well, Maureen, such a big way to start. I love it.
I'm not a small start person.
No, we're going 100 miles an hour.
For those people out there that don't even know what 3D, 4D, 5D, and above and beyond, it's always very intriguing to start at the beginning of your human experience and this moment you talked about when you were 10, where you knew that you were intuitive or you were acknowledged even by your family that you had certain gifts. Is there a step before that where some things started to happen that maybe the first time they did, it was startling or even scary, or was it totally synergistic with you from the beginning? Can you take us back there?
No, that's a good one. Well, when I first started getting information, I would see and hear souls that were, you know, lost souls that were on the other side, in the other dimensions. And can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So it scared me, especially I remember there was a man that was showing up that was not a very nice lost soul. And he was swearing and different things. And I remember being very afraid of it because I was only 10. So my parents didn't want to have anything to do with that stuff. So they sent me to my aunt. And, I told her about it. And she said, well, you don't have to put up with it. Just tell him to go away. And so I did. And that helped. But now I see that, we can do much more than just send them away. We can help them actually move on to the higher realms. So
now for people out there who might understand what you just said as a ghost or something like that.
Yep.
And for
yep.
people who are very afraid of ghosts and things like that, can you contextualize, was this an evil presence or was it someone who was lost?
I would say it was a lost soul. There's all sorts of different variations of a lost soul. So, like in this case, it seemed like somebody who, like an alcoholic, somebody who was mad and angry. They didn't know what was going on with themselves. Some people don't understand that they've died, and they tend to latch on to people. So perhaps they latched on to a relative or something and came into the house. So, no, I wouldn't call it an evil spirit as much as somebody that was struggling, like a struggling soul.
And did your aunt's advice work?
It did. It gave me more power. I felt like I was empowered to say no, that I was empowered to not be bothered by things. So I thought that was good advice for at the time.
And so as you started to understand that you had this skill set that maybe not everyone was able to tap into, how did that start to evolve? I mean, were you, over the next couple of years, starting to have friends on the other side? Were you starting to help other people in the physical form because you could relate to people on the other side? How did, what was it like being a teenager having these ability to tap into these things?
Well, it seemed fine. Like my friends would ask for information on themselves and I would give it. And the one thing that scared me and made me shut it down for a little bit is one of my friends, she handed me the ring of somebody, and I didn't know whose ring it was. And I told her that whoever had this ring had brain cancer, and they weren't probably going to live real long. And then about a month later, her mother was diagnosed with brain cancer. So now I always ask. I don't really want to get ahead of anybody. I don't want to know that kind of information. So I pretty much put it out there that, how helpful is that? Not at all, really, in my mind. It did say that that ring must have had the energy of her illness on it, but I don't really get that information anymore because I purposely don't want to.
How old were you when that happened?
About 15 years old.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So it was a bit shocking to have that kind of, to understand that you just basically told someone something really tragic before they were even aware of it. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, and she wanted me to, but we weren't expecting something like that, and it just kind of came out of my mouth. As an adult, I wouldn't have even said anything. And I didn't know it was her mother's either. I just, I guess we didn't really get into whose it was. But yes, it was shocking. It shut down my gift for a while. I would once in a while open it back up. That's where I learned to kind of open and close the gift, where I'm not walking around experiencing things all the time. I was kind of given the gift of discernment, you could say, being able to close and open the gift.
Well, and I used to be someone that walked around with the gift wide open because I was so excited. And it was Marine that was like, you need to dial it. Like, it's either like a viewfinder or a radio knob that helps. And that's significantly helped me throughout the years.
Oh, good.
So thank you for that
information. You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys, we are going to be going into segment two very, very quickly. We are here with Maureen Higgins, Wings of Freedom, wingsoffreedom.com, communityforhigherconsciousness.com, and theschoolforhigherconsciousness.com. This is Kelly and Brian, Being Curious, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
See you soon. Welcome back to Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We're here with Maureen Higgins, and we have already had a lot of fun with a lot of guests that are with us. So we're going to dive right back in. I know, Kelly, you had a burning question as we moved out of segment one.
Did I really? It's gone.
Yeah, remember?
No.
Is it gone?
It's totally
who
gone.
Who stole it?
I don't know. Hey.
The
okay.
Edge,
Maureen, who stole it?
Okay, who stole it? Okay, so let's do that. Actually, that could be kind of fun. So when we got in here today.
There it is.
There we go. Brian, you know what I'm trying to say, Maureen, and I'm just like totally gone with it.
All right. Well, when we came in, Kelly brought in an Angel Quest Oracle. And she said, geez, wouldn't it be fun for you to pick a card before we start? And so I did, and it said, your deceased loved ones are here with you today. And so then we saw that Mel Vogley, who is a dear friend since 1998 for me, he's the one that introduced me to The Edge. And he was here, and then Gary Beckman, they both have passed on. Mel died in 2020, and Gary, I think it was 2019. And then Insia died before that. Insia Beckman was also a part of The Edge, so that was Gary's wife. So I met Gary in 1998 because of Mel. So we thought, well, geez, they're here supporting us talking about The Edge and other things.
Yeah. Okay.
How do they feel about the conversation so far?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is right up their alley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gary's like, why didn't I think about having a radio show?
No, they're here, you know. So Gary was always, that's why it's called The Edge. Gary was always wanting everything to be right at the edge, introducing the new information, the new material. So he's happy that Kelly is pushing that. She's always pushing the envelope.
I am always pushing the envelope. That's what I'm really good at. Okay, so honestly, everybody, we wouldn't be here today without Maureen. And I say that in honor, but then, like, realistically, a couple years ago, The Edge was up for sale.
Yes.
And Gary had passed, and Tim Mijan and Kathy Jacobson, call out to both of them because they're amazing. They had the company for 11 years, and Tim is this brilliant journalist, and Kathy ran the business ops, and they just wanted to do something else. I mean, I think everything just kind of runs its course, and they had a posting on their website that was the edges for sale, and they were looking for serious buyers only. And I was going through a life transition, and while I was having this life transition, simultaneously, Maureen noticed that The Edge was up for sale. And you want to take it from there?
Yes. For about 2 seconds, I thought, geez, I would love to buy that. And I thought, what? What are you thinking? I got way too many other things going on. And then I told Kelly about it because Kelly and Steve are like the perfect complement for this kind of business. Kelly's, you know, your outgoing personality. This is right up your alley with all the metaphysical types of things. And you're a great marketing person. Steve is like super good with all the different setup, you know, with the images. God, I'm trying to think of what it's called now.
Because Mel's like playing with you, by the way. That's the funny. I was noticing that Mel was playing with her toes before. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, he's graphic designer, artist. He's played in the platform. He's a web guy. I mean, he's totally this. Yeah.
Yeah, he's helped me with a lot of things in the past. Not anymore because he's too busy with The Edge. But I thought that would be perfect. So So Kelly looked at it. Her and Steve, you know, decided to go for it. And I could just, I wrote something to Tim saying that they'd be the perfect people to take it over because of their skills and commitment to this kind of work.
Thank you so much. And there were people that were interested. And so we started on this journey. And, like, I would not be here today. I would be doing my corporate gig and I'd being in marketing if Maureen didn't give us that beautiful nudge. So I'm very, very blessed.
Oh, I'm so glad you took the nudge. Not everybody takes the nudge.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
You felt it too.
I think for years I'd been like, and I think there's a lot of people in our community, and I think probably communities all over, that you have your passion project and then you have your day job or your day. And I think with COVID and a lot that's going on in the world right now, people are kind of teeter-tottering and they're like, do I do this just for the financial gain and security, or do I follow my passion? And I think what we're doing and what Brian's doing definitely with No Shift Own is, you know, you can do it. You can have both. You can be passionate and in service and high vibrational and in love and still be compensated for it. I think there's something beautiful about that.
Definitely.
Mr. Brian?
And I think, Maureen, what you... like your service and gift to the world, from what I know about you so far, is that you help people create that relationship with themselves and then access that so that, because I think it takes, you know, a lot of people can't just wake up and go, I don't like my life or my job or all those things, and then turn it around in 24 hours and be making money and living a new life.
For sure.
Now you can shift. You can make a shift. Absolutely. But it takes, to your point earlier about your gifts, like it takes discipline, even in the realm of intuition, to become a master in intuition or in accessing or speaking with people on the other side. And so I think that's the real gift of someone like you in the world, is that you can actually help people not just start on that journey, but really create mastery so that they can... access their highest and best during their physical life.
Well, that's been my goal, is I do believe that we all have strong gifts and talents, and everybody has a little different gift and talent than the other person. And so, you know, some people want to stay in corporate and bring this spirituality maybe in a more kind of undercurrent way. They're not going to be able to go right out there with it, although some people in corporate are really seeing that they want to be, you know, be spiritual, which I think of just means being your best self, understanding that there's much more to you than just the human you. You have the spirit that never dies, that understands everything about you. And if you can access that, harness that, then you can do just about anything. But it takes discipline, like you said, Brian, and it's not just overnight. You know, I wouldn't suggest anybody to quit their day job and run off to something unless they were super prepared.
Well, you know, what's interesting is my meetings in conference rooms, I snuck in early and brought the crystal and dimension in because I knew it was going to be a hard meeting. I mean, like, come on. And so there's a lot of different ways that we can use our gifts and abilities in the corporate role. And I know part of the School for Higher Consciousness, which we'll jump into a little later, one of the tracks is also going to be, it's a corporate track, correct?
Yes. So we're going to have, I think, four different tracks. We're going to have my track, which is energetic healing, which gives tools and self-development to be able to let go of the past as we know it and move into more of our divine self, which means just not being with the baggage from the past, basically. And then we're going to have a corporate track, Marianne O'Brien with Conscious Companies. She wrote a book called Elevated Communicator. She's going to be, it isn't posted yet because she's the one doing our site too. She's so masterful at at it. So it's going to be going on there, and there's going to be a somatic track that Elizabeth Sullivan and Catherine Liska are putting up there that has more Ayurvedic and yoga and other different things. And then Michelle Ray is coming up with a couple other people that I can't remember because I don't know them yet, but I 100% trust Michelle, but she's doing a coaching track. So that's exciting. And then we'll have some electives on different things that people will be putting up there.
I just see the structure of the school just growing up. So we talked pre-interview about personal and spiritual growth. Tell us a little bit more about that and the importance of it.
Well, I do think they're one and the same. You know, personal and spiritual growth are one and the same. And the reason why, like I was just saying, is that, you know, we've been on a planet that has had a lot of heavy energy. When you look at it, We've had matriarchy for 23,000 years and patriarchy for 5,200 years, and we don't know much about matriarchy except for the statues that we've dug up showing that women were more honored due to their fertility abilities. Maybe they didn't realize that men were a part of it too. Who knows? But but anyway, so that changed. Some people think it's because people started reading and it activated a different part of their brain. But basically, we've been in patriarchy, and I don't think patriarchy is good for men or women. It's the overinflated masculine energy, which is more about power and control, hierarchy, you know, a few people are in charge of many, that type of a thing. And I think that's what we're shifting out of right now. And so we all have been programmed, in a sense, all of our ancestry, you know, for the last 5,200 years to be a certain way. Because you look at it, that if you didn't do what the monarchy said or, you know, the political leader at the time said, people would be worried about being tortured or killed. Or even within the last 100 years, people would worry about being put in the mental institute if they weren't doing what society said they should be doing. So it makes sense why nobody worked on themselves. Why would you? You know, there would be severe consequences. So this is really the first era, probably starting mid-1970s, you could kind of work on yourself, you know, a little bit.
But you just didn't want to tell too many people.
No, heavens no. It was definitely done in secret. The 80s, kind of, you know, you could talk about it a little bit more. The 1990s, it was more acceptable to go to therapy, but you know, it was weird to do, you know, woo-woo to do anything mind, body, spirit. And when I went into business in 1998, a lot of people discouraged me, like, how can you make a business doing that? And the thing, and you've maybe seen it too, Brian and Kelly, is the reason why you can do something that's a little off the beaten track is if your passion for it is strong. If your passion for it isn't really strong, then that's probably not the thing to do because it takes a lot of fortitude. You know, you really have to put all your effort into it. You have to really feel it in your heart. So,
very true. You've brought up a few times, I forget exactly how you said it, but you either said dealing with or letting go of the past as kind of this major thing that you're doing professionally. And so can you kind of express why or how you've seen the benefits of doing that?
Oh, definitely. One thing, too, I should mention is that a lot of what I work on, too, is ancestral patterns because I see that things repeat in the ancestry. Even one of my cousins did my ancestry and found that it really, even the smallest things can repeat. You know, like, well, this, I guess it's not small, but let's say somebody being disowned, somebody, let's say, having different problems that would occur, like let's say a person was let's say had a sick husband, and all of a sudden the next generations attract people, you know, women having sick husbands, for example, or mental health issues, addiction. You know, you pick people energetically based on what your ancestry has going on. So I always work on the ancestry first, and it's interesting because our ancestry, we've probably around 14 generations back, we're all related. And so we're actually working on the collective, too. But 9 generations back, we have 2,048 great-grandparents. So that's a lot. So when you look at it, that's just grandparents and all that repeat stuff. So there's a lot of things I do to help clear the ancestry. If you can do that, it makes it easier to work on your current life stuff because it's a kind of a repeat, like Groundhog's Day, so to speak, if you've ever watched that show where the same day keeps popping up over and over again. So that's what happens. It's like you as an ancestor of these 2,048, let's say, great-grandparents, you're repeating a lot of the stuff they didn't resolve. And so so I work with that, and then also looking at their current life, like who did they pick? Is it like the ancestry? Is it like their parents? Did they pick somebody like their parents and so forth? And then also looking at other lifetimes too, which I think that we've had other lifetimes and we choose to come back to resolve them. But what I notice is as you work on these things, you start feeling lighter. You start feeling more strong within yourself. You start feeling more like yourself. And as you're letting go of the past, I always ask, you know, people who have heard of shamanism, they do soul retrievals. And so I always ask that as they let go of the past, let's say that ancestral pattern, that past life pattern that affects their current life and they've reenacted, so to speak, you know, they're doing it again in their current life. As you let those things go energetically, you always bring their spirit back in to fill the voids and spaces so that they're more themselves. You know, your spirit is who you really are. So you start feeling better, lighter, better, lighthearted, like you can handle anything, that kind of thing.
Well, and something that you offer, and we'll touch on it now and then we'll jump into it later, is you have a series of healing audios. And I'd love – and you have one that I've listened to for many years called Resolution with Lesson Givers. And it's a very powerful one. So one thing I do want to ask you, there's guided audios and then there's healing audios. What is the difference between a healing audio that Wings of Freedom produces versus something you might get on Gaia or the Shift Network or something along those lines?
Well, basically, the audios that I've developed, they're based on the healing protocols that I do with clients when they come in. And so it's almost I'm giving all the words that I use to help people let go of things. So basically, it's you could say it's encoded with a healing process so that they can let go of things on their own.
And it's also at a frequency, correct?
Well, you bring in a lot of energies to bring it to a certain frequency. So I always ask that certain spirit guides are there. I believe that a lot of our spirit guides, which probably is too much to go into today, but we are our own spirit guides because we've had so many lifetimes, past, present, future, and time doesn't exist except for with the gravitational fields of the Earth and the sun that keeps us in time and space. But that's another topic.
And we're going to be wrapping up segment two with that. Oh, my goodness. Okay. It is Kelly and Brian of the Being Curious with Kelly and Brian show with Maureen Higgins, Wings of Freedom, AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be back in a few.
Welcome back to our physical audience and everyone else tuning in.
Here, there, and everywhere.
It's segment three.
Oh, wow, the room just got really full.
Speaking of everyone else tuning in, something that might be wild and fun, I am currently not in studio for anyone tuning in. Maureen, are you intuiting or seeing or hearing or what are your gifts picking up right now? Whether it's me or Kelly or anything
or Brett
happening on the air that we can
or you
have some fun with?
Well, you know what? I actually see a lot of spirit guides here, which I always think of as, you know, like advanced aspects of our own soul. Like, for example, Brian, you have a lot of, you know, spirit guides around you helping you. And you probably already know about that, you know, those higher vibrational beings. And a lot of times they are like you that are here to help you, you know, because there's really no time and space. It only exists for us to function as humans. So I was seeing almost like a circle of these high vibrational guides around everybody. And they help the two of you just kind of bring in the information that people need, that you both are having that happen to you on a regular basis. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's what I see.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody?
I love my guides and my angels.
You have good ones. Are there any ones that would like to come forward and say hello?
Sure, let's ask. Let's ask Brian's first to come in.
I always love watching your work.
So what I'm seeing with you, Brian, is that you have one in particular that looks like, you could say, I would call it like a starseed aspect of you, meaning that you've been here on the planet before, probably at the beginning of time, and you helped humans integrate into being able to live on the planet. So we've been seeded. There's even been some papers showing, you know, some science papers showing that we probably were seeded many, 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 you know, millions of years ago. And so I'm seeing you were one of those that helped us here and that you're helping now people to integrate with the new earth that's coming up, that you're helping people understand who they are and be able to look at things in a way that can wake them up, but more in a simple way, because there's a lot of people that need that message right now. And that this part of you that was here before you volunteered to come in with a similar role, but as a different, you know, as a different vehicle this time than you had before, if that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. And for all my fans out there that know me really well, you'll know that that was perfectly said, Maureen.
Okay, good.
I'm totally kidding. No one knows who I am, but I
Well, you could have fooled me.
For my millions of fans.
That is totally spot on. That's and just for the record, Maureen and I have never met. She absolutely has no idea who I am. But my mission and purpose in life is to create the broadest access point for people to actually be educated on the best health, the best mindfulness, the best tools to achieve their highest and best. So,
well, you have lots of help. You have help from you, another part of you, you could say. But yeah, no, that's great. I'm glad you're doing this work, Brian. It's sure needed.
Brian, you give yourself a high five. Woo-hoo!
I'm high-fiving the whole team.
Well, Kelly, you have some guides that are very playful, and they help keep you light and entertained so that you can do your work and really flow with everybody that you meet. You have like a gift for brightening up the room, and it's showing that you also have one that's serious, that helps you work on those things that need to be, you know, released for yourself, that you've come here for a twofold to help people move into higher consciousness at whatever rate they're ready for. And I'm not seeing a similar guide as Brian. This one looks more like what I would call Arcturian, okay. Which the Arcturians in my mind, you know, they're from the star system Arcturus. They're here to help humans by letting go of things. And even though you're not, oh, you know, you're not formally going out there doing energy. Well, you are doing energy work. What am I saying? You are doing some of that. Never mind. But I mean, it's not what you're doing as you're, you know, you have so many other things you're doing, but right. That you're good at helping people let go of things and also do so in a lighthearted way.
I sure try.
You do.
Brian, I'm trying, man.
Truth. The reason, Maureen, the reason why this show is in existence is because when Kelly and I met, we started having all these conversations, and she was so impactful in the most fun, playful, yet professional way in my own life that I just kept saying over and over again, Kelly, we need to be having these conversations. I think people could get something from these wild conversations we're having. And she stepped up and did all the hard work, and here we are today.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is exciting. So I don't know why Catherine Taylor keeps popping in. Is there any way that we could dial in with her a little bit?
Sure.
She's actually the one that was a part of The Edge, and she recently passed. And dear, dear, dear friend of Brian's and mine.
Oh, I'm sorry that you lost her. I've never met her, but I've seen her, you know, her material around. So we could see if she has a message.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Please.
She looks very bright. She's definitely crossed over because sometimes people don't. She's showing that her contract was up on the planet and that she's doing other work there. And that she's a bridge between the human world and the spirit world. I mean, God, I'm just getting chills all the way up and down my body. That was what her next role is for a time, is to help that with that. And that she is really feeling great and excited, and she wants everybody to feel happy for her. So I know it's hard when you're left behind.
Right. That's just beautiful.
Yay!
Spot on.
Whoop, whoop, Catherine!
It's really cool.
Thank you, Catherine.
So Catherine actually was the one who reached into the darkness and put her hand out and said, hey, you can actually have spirituality in your life. And I'll never forget her. And as sad as it is to not have her in the physical form, every time we connect, she is so bright, as you described her, because she had this wild hair that she was so proud of.
Yeah, that she still has that.
Yep. She still has it.
She still shows it.
And every time I close my eyes, every time I see her, every time she shows up, like when you were saying that, And you were describing her perfectly. What I was seeing her, what she was doing in front of me was going, she was doing this like dance pointing. She's like, I'm rocking it from over here.
She is.
So
that's, yeah. You know what I, you know, when Mel died, because it might be how you felt, Brian, is I remember saying to him, selfishly, I wish he were here. But unselfishly, I'm glad you're soaring in the higher realms, because it's really a selfish thing when we miss them. Not that it's a normal thing to feel that way. I mean, we love them, we miss them, but in a sense, it's all about us because they're fine. You know, it's just us that miss them so much.
Well, and
totally.
And like Mel, I mean, Catherine's body was having stuff happen to it, and she was aging, and she just had so much to do. And Mel's the same way. I mean, Mel's body was just starting to age, and
yep.
It's almost like, leave the vessel so I can just rock it out and do other things.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll get sick because that's our way out. You know, that is the way out. We have to have some way out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're sad she's gone, but I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're all happy for her.
Well, thank you so much for checking in on her.
Of course.
She just kind of kept kind of playing with me. So I was like, I've got to ask about it. Okay. So we already only have a couple minutes left.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Like this has been so fantastic. This is so lovely. So I know that you're not taking on any new clients for Wings of Freedom.
Sometimes I do. But, I will sometimes. But it can take a while to get in. I actually had an email snafu that I didn't know about for 2 months. So I got a lot less busy. So I'm not as busy as I was. But somebody was playing with me. but I do have people. I do have a lot of people to refer people to if I'm too busy, if they don't want to wait. So I will take new ones, but you know, it's harder to get in. Let's just say that.
And you've built a community and a part of some practitioners that are. So tell us about disconnection from cellular activation, ancestors, another lifetime. So you have some different protocols and training that you've actually trained people on that they have to go through a rhythm of 3 cycles if they want to teach it. And I know I'm going really fast with it, but you have some beautiful programs that if people in the AM 950 and our podcast communities are interested in and they can't get in with you, you have other people that you've trained in these different modalities.
Yes, I definitely have. So, yep. So there's a group of them. And you can, if you go on School for Higher Consciousness, it shows the different ones that are teaching the workshops. It starts with Intuitive Development 1 and 2. You want to make sure that you know how to work with your intuition. Then we have Setting Up Sacred Spaces to make sure your space is clear when you're working with yourself or others. And then Disconnection from the Collective Shadow and Cellular Activation. It's an upgrade to help you let go of things on an easier level. You want to disconnect from the heavier things of the collective, since we're all connected in with the collective. And we want to let go of the things that don't work for us. And then to upgrade our whole energy field, our chakras, and that kind of thing, so that we're at a higher vibration. And then the ancestral and other lifetimes helps to clear out anything from your ancestry that no longer serves you, like we talked about earlier in past lives. And we work with simultaneous lives that may be influencing us. And then I have about 3 advanced level workshops, and they all have 2 different manuals that go with them. So there's a lot of material. So if you want to teach it, you have to take Disconnection from the Collective Shadow, Cellular Activation, and Ancestral and Other Lifetimes 3 times, and the other ones is just twice.
Okay. And I've taken all of them, and I love them. Like, I need to practice more. One thing that I'm getting as I'm looking at Brian, having your space clear is really important.
Oh, yes.
So I think for this community, if you're curious about something and it would just be starting, you offer a daily clearing sheet on your website that people can use. Tell us about the daily clearing sheet and the importance of it, of just a simple act of working with that on a daily basis.
Well, what it does is it calls in all the master guides, which raises your vibration. And I put my interpretation of what the master guides are, but, you know, you can always change how you look at what I'm calling in. So that raises the vibration by bringing them in, and then it clears a bunch of things from your energy field. You know, lost souls, kind of heavier vibrational energies, entities, which I think of as they represent the lower realms, like our issues. And it does a lot of different things, but it's a way to help yourself keep clear. Now, it's not a, you know, if you go into, let's say, Ancestral Issues, which is an audio that you can purchase, that goes into a lot more detail and does a lot more. But it's, you know, the other one's just a real kind of quick thing that you can do. And then if you need more help, then you may want to go in and either get a session with somebody, or the audio is really, let's say if you go in with somebody, they specifically work on things. But if you listen to the audio, you could listen to it a number of times and it'll really start clearing things.
So we have the daily clearing sheet, and then we have on your website the healing audios.
Yep.
If someone was, again, I'm not trying to be just gimmicky, but curious, what would be, in your opinion, a good healing audio for someone to start with?
Well, there's one called Daily Healing. That's a good one that you can – that might be – well, I don't know if that's on there. That might be another free one that we kind of rotate them. That's a simple one, but Ancestral Issues, Past Lives, and Simultaneous Lifetimes are good ones too. I think there's one even Ancestral and Other Lifetimes that clears all of them, but the ones that are by themselves clear a little bit more. So those I think would be good ones to start with. But there's one called Surrendering Challenges if you're having a hard time letting go of fears and so forth. That's a good one to purchase. There's one for relationship issues. So you can kind of look through and see what fits with what your needs are.
Absolutely. And you have over 100 now?
I think I have. Well, it depends. I've got an advanced audio list. So I think I have 82 on the regular website, but then there's an advanced audio list, and those are for people that are more advanced, so you have to get a password to get any of those.
So if people are curious today, as a takeaway from our session, we have the daily clearing sheet that they can get on your website. They also have the audios that you just spoke about. We have wingsoffreedom.com. We have the School for Higher Consciousness.
It's actually no the.
I'm sorry.
No.
Wingsoffreedom.com. No, thank you.
No, School for Higher Consciousness, not the school.
Oh, my gosh. I just, like, Mel's playing with me. So schoolforhigherconsciousness.com.
That's it.
Beautiful. Communityforhigherconsciousness.com. And then wingsoffreedom.com.
Yes, you got it.
I did it right, Brian. It took me a while.
Well, everybody wants to say the school. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
So here we are. In 30 seconds, what would you love to leave our audience with who is now curious because they've listened?
Because they are.
Well, you're more powerful than you know. Mm-hmm. And the kind of power I'm talking about isn't the power and control kind of power. It's like you have the gifts, the talents, the abilities to do whatever you need to do in this lifetime. You just need to let go of anything in the way of it, and so that you can really feel it and know it on a deep level. We all have that. No exceptions.
Thank you, Maureen.
No exceptions. You heard it straight from Maureen Higgins. And for everyone out there that got a little bit curious today, thank you for joining. I'm Brian, and that's Kelly.
And I guess we're leaving. Thanks, everybody. AM 950, Progressive Voice in Minnesota. Have a great one.
Thank you, everyone.